And as Ken stated earlier, I'm not the normal preacher here. I don't even consider myself close to being a preacher. If anything, I am an adult who bumbles my words every chance I get. So this morning, first of all, I want to ask, has anybody seen the TV series The Punisher? Anybody show hands? No? Okay. Two people in the back. So there's an episode in The Punisher that is listed as the Judas Goat. Not many people watch TV and go, hey, I wonder what that means. I bet that'd make a great sermon. Well, I seen the term Judas Goat and it got me thinking, so I started doing a little research. Does anybody know what a Judas Goat is? Okay. Does anybody know what the characteristics of a goat are? Besides ornery. Okay, so goats are worthless animals in my opinion. Not gonna lie to you. They're mean. They headbutt. They charge you. They don't taste good. Their milk's no good. Their cheese is nasty. They're not good on a grill. In other words, I'm basically saying I don't like goats. I grew up with a couple of goats out in South Dakota, and it was a 300-yard stretch from the house to the barn, and we had one goat in particular that would charge you down and put you flat on the ground. So with that being said, Judas goats. Judas goats are trained and used in general animal herding because, one, goats like to be led. They like to lead. The Judas goat is trained to associate with sheep or cattle, leading them to a specific destination. In stockyards, Judas goat will lead sheep to the slaughter while its own life is spared. Of course, the Judas goat gets its name from Judas Iscariot, the betrayer of Jesus. The connection is that the Judas goat betrays the sheep by appearing to be a friend in the same way that Judas betrayed Jesus. Consequently, goats are not very good followers. In the animal kingdom, they refer to gregarious behavior. It is a term that refers to the flocking or herding instinct, which is found strongly in sheep, cattle, and horses. Again, this quality is rather weak in goats. They prefer leading or going off on their own. As we can see in the picture, that Judas goat is leading a bunch of sheep. So, like Judas was chosen by Jesus, he was accepted by the apostles. He was one of them. He shared in their meals. He prayed with them. Walked with them. The Judas goat is placed within the herd. It grazes with the herd, it rubs shoulders with the herd, and in all respects acts as though it is one of the herd. It is accepted by the herd, and at the appointed time it leads the herd to the slaughter. To ensure eventually the Judas goat will end up on a spit, slowly roasting over a fire at a Greek restaurant, being carved up for gyros. However, that is a small consolation for all the sheep who are willingly following it to its treacherous footsteps. So, the Judas goat, they're pervasive in our society. Most commercials and ads on TV are Judas goats. From the kindly old couple sitting around the table discussing healthcare myths, to the three hicks sitting at the diner sharing their opinion on high-level economic issues. They all have one purpose, and that is to lead people to vote against their own interests. Oh, I hit the wrong button. So, in Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 19, a false witness who utters lies and one who spreads strife among brothers. We find that a false witness can be a Judas goat. In Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 17, he who speaks the truth tells what is right, but a false witness, deceit. Proverbs 14 and verse 5. A trustworthy witness will not lie, but a false witness utters lies. They try to persuade the people to go against what is right and to believe what they're saying. We can find this in the church with people that come in and say, oh, we don't need to partake of the Lord's Supper every Sunday. We can do it once a month, once a year. Why do we even have to partake of it? It just takes 15 minutes of our day away. We find it in musical instruments. Oh, why can't we have a guitar, harmonica, banjo, harp? Bible says to make song, hymn, and spiritual song in our heart. Doesn't say to play with a five-piece band. In Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 28, a false witness will perish, but the man who listens to the truth will speak forever. And in Proverbs chapter 25, verses 17 through 19, let your foot rarely be in your neighbor's house, or he will become weary of you and hate you. Like a club, a sword, and a sharp arrow is the man who bears false witness against his neighbor. Like a bad tooth and an unsteady foot is confidence in a faithless man in time of trouble. Now, goats are not inherently evil, but some of their traits could be deadly spiritually if found in a Christian. A Christian who is unpredictable, who thinks he is above it all, who independently does his own thing, who wants to take over, has trouble functioning in a group, or does not want to be led, is exhibiting characteristics of a goat. One Christ says will be cast into the lake fire. In Matthew chapter 25, starting in verse 31, he states, but when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will set to his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another. As a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats, he will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundations of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer them and say to them, truly I say to you, to the extent that you did this to one of these brothers of mine, even the least of them, you did it to me. Goats, on the other hand, starting in verse 41. Then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, accursed ones, into the eternal fire which has been prepared for you, or prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they themselves also will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or in prison and did not take care of you? And he will say to them, truly I say to you, to the extent that you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. These will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. So with that being said, we can say that a Judas goat is a false teacher. The goat tricks the other animals into thinking that they are safe. They will follow it to what they believe is safety, even though they hear the slaughter going on all around them. In our lives, a goat will cause strife, and division in the church and the church family, home life. Have you ever heard the saying, a little white lie never hurt anyone? Do you actually believe that? A lie is a lie no matter what color you want to paint it. Look at the teachings of evolution and how many people believe it and follow it today. Charles Darwin's theory consisted of two main points. Point number one, a diverse group of animals evolved from one or more ancestors. And point number two, the mechanism by which this evolution takes place is natural selection. What we've actually learned, if you read between the lines, is we don't evolve, we adapt to our environment. Long story short, if you live in a cold climate, your blood is thicker than one who lives in a hot climate. So don't be a goat. Exodus 23 and verse 1. You shall not bear false report. Do not join your hand with the wicked man to be a malicious witness. And Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 20. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Knowing how to recognize a Judas goat is necessary for your survival. Signs to look for are false teachers, false witnesses, would be two-faced, conceited, emulation of the wrong person's morals. And that's just some of them. They will do whatever it takes to be your quote-unquote friend as they lead you to your own destruction. It always ends poorly for those who follow the Judas goat. Being informed is of paramount importance. The first thing you need to know is where your interests lie. Have you ever heard the phrase, a little bit won't hurt you? Just, come on, just do it. As Mike read in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 6, your boasting is not good. Do you not know a little leaven leavens the whole lump of dough? God gave you a brain and the gift to reason. Don't insult God by not using your gifts. Don't just ask yourself, what would Jesus do, but do what Jesus would do. So, what does that mean to us as Christians? I think we can find the answers in Proverbs chapter 19. In my Bible, the title of that entire chapter is On Life and Conduct. Starting in verse 1, better is a poor man who walks in his integrity than he who is perverse in speech and is a fool. Also, it is not good for a person to be without knowledge. And he who hurries in his footsteps errs. The foolishness of a man ruins his way, and his heart rages against the Lord. Wealth adds many friends, but a poor man is separated from his friends. A false witness will not go unpunished, and he who tells lies will not escape. Many will seek the favor of a generous man, and every man is a friend to him who gives gifts. All the brothers of a poor man hate him. How much more do his friends abandon him? He pursues them with words, but they are gone. He who gets wisdom loves his own soul. He who keeps understanding will find good. A false witness will not go unpunished, and he who tells lies will perish. Luxury is not fitting for a fool, much less for a slave to rule over a prince. A man's discretion makes him slow to anger, and it is his glory to overlook a transgression. The king's wrath is like a roaring lion, but his favor is like dew on the grass. A foolish son is destruction to his father, and the contentions of a wife are a constant dripping. The house and wealth are inheritance from the father, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. Laziness casts into deep, and an idle man will suffer hunger. He who keeps the commandments keeps his soul, but he who is careless of conduct will die. One who is gracious to a poor man lends to the Lord, and he will repay him for his good deed. Discipline your son while there is hope, and do not desire his death. A man of great anger will bear the penalty, for if you rescue him, you will only have to do it again. Listen to the counsel and accept discipline, that you may be wise the rest of your days. Many plans are in a man's heart, but the counsel of the Lord will stand. What is desirable in a man is his kindness, and it is better to be a poor man than a liar. The fear of the Lord leads to life, so that one may sleep satisfied, untouched by evil. The sluggard buries his hand in the dish, but will not even bring it back to his mouth. Strife, a scoffer, and the naive may become shrewd, but reprove one who has understanding, and he will gain knowledge. He who assaults his father and drives his mother away is a shameful and disgraceful son. Cease listening, my son, to discipline, and you will stray from the words of knowledge. A rascally witness makes a mockery of justice, and the mouth of the wicked spreads iniquity, and judgment are prepared for scoffers, and blows for the back of fools. Sorry, I got a little behind. So, that is pretty much my entire sermon for today. In closing, I want to leave you with these last few scriptures. Matthew chapter 15 and verse 19. For out of the heart comes evil thoughts, murders, idolatries, fornication, thefts, false witness, slander, and slanderers. And Matthew chapter 19 and verse 18. Then he said to them, which ones? And Jesus said, you shall not commit murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And lastly, in Romans chapter 12, verses 16 and 18, but really we need back at verse 9. Paul states, let love be without hypocrisy, abhor what is evil, cling to what is good, be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor, grieving preference to one another, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patience in tribulation, continue steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality, bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep. And in verse 16, be of the same mind towards one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Repay no one evil for evil, having regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him drink, for in doing so you will heap coals of fire upon his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. That is the sermon for today. We want to strive to be sheep, not goats. It's not our will, but the Father's will. If there is anyone here that needs prayers of the church, or needs to make themselves right, or has the need and the desire to want to be baptized, we ask that you come forward as we sing 904. Have you been to